Shalom, Mishpachah, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with the love of my life, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Tada, my dear. Shalom to all, and may God shine His light upon us. Let us praise the Lord.
Abba, Father, we do praise You and thank You for Your word, Your agape love, and for bestowing so many blessings upon Your righteous ones. And may we be worthy of Your divine mercy. We pray for those who are sick amongst us and for the salvations of our loved ones. We anticipate Your soon trumpet call as we continue to declare the shortness of the hour. We pray protection over the remaining hostages in Afghanistan, the abducted missionaries in Haiti, and all others suffering persecution in Your name. May others recognize the times that we ask in Yeshua's name. Amen.
And give us extra courage as we stand for truth. Amen.
Well, should we begin with Israel?
Well, sure, because experts are saying Iran is less than a month away from nuclear capabilities.
So, will Israel hit some nuclear facilities?
Probably, as they have done in the past. And the IDF supposedly has drawn up attack plans to also include a budget. However, any attack would have to break through an increasingly sophisticated Iranian air defense and would have to strike facilities that have been, some of them are buried pretty deep in the ground. Meanwhile, they are hitting more installations of Iran-backed Hezbollah sites in Syria. But a good thing that took place last month was the biennial Blue Flag exercise. Roughly 1,500 people and 70 aircraft from eight participating nations, and I think you have a list of them.
Yeah, I think with Israel, the United States, the United Kingdom, France, Italy, India, Germany, and Greece.
So together, these countries drilled operational scenarios and worked to strengthen cooperation and advance mutual capabilities.
And something pretty major is also going on.
Right, and this is really big. Right now, they are conducting an unprecedented IDF simulation preparations for a full-scale war scenario along the northern border with Lebanon and Syria.
Yeah, they even evacuated the people on the northern border.
Yeah, these drills will include simulations of the effects of thousands of rockets fired during any potential conflict with Lebanon's Hezbollah terror group. In Prime Minister Bennett's speech to the UN General Assembly last month, he declared, and in fact, would you read that quote?
Iran's nuclear program has hit a watershed moment, and so has our tolerance. Words do not stop centrifuges from spinning. We will not allow Iran to acquire a nuclear weapon.
So, yeah, things are heating up in the Middle East. But my question is, where are the Arabs who signed the Abraham Accords?
Well, maybe they want to work behind the scenes.
That's a good point. But what we really want to know is whose side is Biden on? Because we know where the progressives stand.
Especially those in the squad.
Right. Even though the U.S. and Israel agrees that Iran is on the verge of becoming a nuclear breakout state, which can assemble nuclear weapons at will, the Biden administration disagrees about what the response to Iran should be. Israel's position is that the U.S. should take diplomatic and economic action and at a minimum threaten military action if Iran refuses to reinstate the limitations from the that 2015 nuclear deal, which, by the way, only permitted enrichment of uranium to just over 3%. Iran is currently at 60. That's 60% enrichment.
Yeah, you know, that's just a step away from weapons grade.
That's huge. But Biden's progressive puppet masters of the deep state seem unwilling to do anything and continue to turn a blind eye to Iran's export of massive quantities of oil and gas to China. and other countries in breach of the sanctions currently in place. However, we told Israel that military action, well, it isn't off the table, but in exchange.
Here it comes.
In exchange that we demand Israeli concessions to the Palestinians, meaning dividing Jerusalem.
And here's where the Daniel 9:27 treaty comes to mind.
Oh, for sure. And remember, Iran / Persia is a major player in the War of Gog and Magog. In other words, we won't do much to dismantle them because that would weaken them too much to fulfill prophecy by attacking Israel in Ezekiel 38. Iran needs to feel empowered.
A problem is that, you know, Bennett is inexperienced.
And really has no idea what to do in the face of America's new counterposition. Instead, as Netanyahu would have done, accept the reality and move to face Iran without the United States. Instead, Israel's government is opting to cling ever tighter to Washington. Another clue to the massive amount we already have that he is coming for us soon. Because the dividing of East Jerusalem, where the Temple Mount sits, is our most prophetic major clue.
And, you know, it's what we've been watching and waiting for.
Oh, we surely have. That's why Netanyahu and Trump had to go, to keep the end-time scenario on schedule. For it's always in God's timing. And what an amazing time to be alive.
Although somewhat bittersweet.
Well, John said it would be, even more so during the tribulation.
Revelation 10.
Mm-hmm. Anyhow, now the terrorists around the world know that there's less accountability in the White House. Last week, ISIS carried out a brutal terror attack on civilians in Iraq.
Well, and so did Iran in Syria the week before.
Yeah. Thankfully, our forces were tipped off just in time. Therefore, no U.S. injuries. Praise God. And I just read yesterday that the United States has levied sanctions against several Iranian companies linked to the development of armed drones. Western officials say Iran's evolving drone and precision-guided missile programs at this time represent a more immediate threat than its nuclear enrichment program.
Oh, you know, Saudi Arabia has also been attacked.
Yeah, something like 100 times in recent months. And not just by drones, but by ballistic missiles and cruise missiles fired by Iranian proxies. So, ISIS is resurging in the Middle East, and Iran's about to acquire a nuclear weapon. Yet, we criticize the Israeli settlements in the West Bank.
Well, you know, perhaps priorities need to be reevaluated.
Yeah, it's called anti-Semitism.
Mm-hmm.
Americans should also be concerned, for there are huge signs of ISIS establishing a presence right here in the United States.
You know, I heard that actually in Northern Virginia, I think.
Yeah. Speaking of Virginia and New Jersey as well, have important governor elections today, but we'll talk about that next week. And thank goodness for the parents who are speaking out against critical race theory. But sadly, I just read yesterday how Dallas Theological Seminary will be hosting a No Whites Allowed alumni reunion. It's infiltrating our churches and seminaries, too.
Well, you know, segregation is against Scripture.
It is. Romans 2:11. For God shows no partiality.
Well, let's talk a little bit about China's renewed boldness.
Especially since many believe they are the kings of the East in Revelation 16:12. In that verse, the Greek word for kings is number 935, basileus. And that actually means a sovereign foundation of power. Perhaps this verse refers to China, but even if not, right now they too are taking advantage of our very compromised Joe Biden, as we were all caught by surprise by their hypersonic missile test.
Yeah, you know, I think they did too.
As well, right now they are building a military base on its border with, wait for it,
Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm. So we knew they would capitalize on our withdrawal and leaving $80 billion worth of very sophisticated military equipment, of which China is buying for pennies on the dollar from the Taliban.
You know, that just enriches them even further.
Mm-hmm. And then there is the immigration problem where now Biden wants to pay migrants our tax money, who were separated from their children during the Trump administration, $450,000 per person.
Well, they had better not go forward with that.
Well, you never know how they might still sneak it in their social spending bill that they keep trying to get through the Senate.
You know, thank goodness there are a couple of Democratic moderates left in Congress.
Mm-hmm. However, time will tell, because money talks and... Yes. And our Jesuit-trained President Biden held an unusually long meeting with another Jesuit, Pope Francis, at the Vatican in Rome last Friday, declaring afterward that His Holiness assured him he's in good standing with the Church, despite his support for full-term abortion rights, and therefore he could participate in communion.
Which he did the next day at St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Even though the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops sparked debate this spring over whether politicians who support abortion rights should be denied communion, as they did with Senator Dick Durbin a few years ago.
Well, you know, most bishops said to deny them communion.
Mm-hmm. And just a side note here, Hunter Biden attended Jesuit schools as well.
Yeah, and that's why he never gets in trouble.
More about the Jesuits in our next newsletter, for it's been a while since we exposed the secret society who strongly encourages the students to aspire into leadership and for sure politics. And there is at least 14 in the Senate who attended Jesuit colleges.
Yeah, well, you know, mostly, especially Georgetown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what else you got there?
The UN Climate Conference.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, of course, they pushed their green agenda, of which China refused to attend.
They're the worst polluters.
Right, and they plan to implement a 15% global tax on all corporations globally so they don't move out of one country in favor of a lower tax situation. Anyway, it's so much hypocrisy. They still are going to have to use coal-powered charging stations and diesel generators to charge the electric vehicles that will only let the rich buy, because they can be the only ones that afford it. And, of course, that keeps the rest of us in the cities so that we're more easy to be controlled.
Well, you know, that is their goal.
Mm-hmm. And spoken of in Scripture, too, we'll be talking about a few verses in Isaiah 5 later, but there's... Let's just do a little taste, since it relates to city living, in verse 8.
Woe to those who join house to house. They add field to field, till there is no place where they may dwell alone in the midst of the land.
No wonder the globalist, as in Bill Gates, is buying up all the farmland he can. And by the way, so is China.
Money does talk.
Mm-hmm. And talk about controlling us. Apple is now updating its iPhone to include the ability to verify vaccine status in its built-in payment system.
A payment system?
Apparently, it's called the Apple Wallet, and will determine whether or not one can buy or sell based on their vaccine status. So much confirmation of the coming Book of Revelation is unfolding almost daily right now.
Well, yeah, you know, it's just amazing to watch it.
Can't say that enough.
However, on the downside are these mandates of horror.
Oh, yeah. Like in Colorado, teachers are reportedly telling students they must tape their masks to their faces so they don't wear them improperly. And so, also, there's many walking off their jobs who know how bad the vaccines can be.
Few companies are accepting any exemptions.
I know. There are many examples of exemption forms on the Internet. If you just go to the search bar and put in vaccine exemption forms, so to say.
Yeah, that then that should then be notarized.
Right, but if your company or school doesn't allow exemptions, then you have a decision to make. And if they do allow exemptions, then they usually have their own forms.
As in most colleges.
Yes. And now, very young, innocent children will get the jab as well.
And we know they want to separate us.
Oh, therefore they need to know who we are. And they know many of the unvaxxed are Christians and conservatives, and they want to punish us for not complying.
Ah, but if you are transgender, we welcome and celebrate you.
Oh, yeah, isn't that biological male in a dress has taken the title of homecoming queen at a Rockbridge High School in Missouri. Again, Isaiah 5 comes to my mind, and we'll look at that again right after you tell our newer listeners how they can connect with us.
All right, then. You can send your end-time questions by email to Sheila@shofarministries.net or call the office and leave your detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513-44021. If you appreciate this type of programming, please consider a love offering to help with our expenses, and we'll add your name to our correspondence list. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where all the past radio and instructional newsletters are archived for your added learning, and especially helpful if you've missed any of the programs.
Or you just might want to re-listen.
Okay, Isaiah 5.
Yes, which is a long chapter, but there are a few very poignant verses. But the ones this generation is most familiar with begins in verse 18.
Woe to those who draw iniquity with cords of vanity and sin as if with a cart rope.
Oh, that's so very true today. They display their sins openly as if in a parade. The cart rope is like our floats today. And boy, have we seen some ugly scenes on the nationwide gay pride marches.
Yeah, well, you know, they even allowed them in Jerusalem.
Yes, they do. And sodomy has been going on forever, which is just one reason why God, through Isaiah, is chastising them.
And now here in America, it is no longer in the closet.
Oh, no, but displayed openly, brazenly, in your face for the first time since our founding fathers. And just like God judged his people before through Assyria, Babylon, Sodom, and Gomorrah, he's going to do it again, as we read in Revelation. Confirmed also later in chapter 5, where Isaiah jumps ahead to in that day. For in verse 30, he speaks of another future judgment of darkness and sorrow.
But this judgment is the worst ever.
Mm-hmm, or ever will be. Mm-hmm. So bad that God must remove his righteous prior to Revelation chapter 6. Okay, let's continue in Isaiah 5, verse 19, where they say,
let him speed and hasten his work, that we may see it. And let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw near and come, that we may know it.
In other words, God, show me what he can do. Let God show me what he can do. Otherwise, we do not believe. And you know what? They still say that today. And verse 20 is the real eye-opener.
Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter.
So very true today, especially concerning immorality, as we just mentioned. And did you know that in today's younger Hollywood elites, unless you are gay or at least bisexual, they will shun you, and seldom will you get any work.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's really crazy. Okay, read verses 21, 22, and 23.
Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe to men mighty at drinking wine. Woe to men valiant for mixing intoxicating drink, who justify the wicked for a bribe and take away justice from the righteous man.
Heavily seen in our justice system today.
Right. It's done all the time.
We are still waiting for the Durham report to be completed. Oh, he indicts one here and one there, but nobody of any significance.
Well, you know, he was appointed by Jesuit-trained Bill Barr.
True. And we'll conclude with verse 24 because it sums it all up.
Therefore, as the fire devours the stubble and the flame consumes the chaff, so their root will be as rottenness and their blossom will ascend like dust.
And here's why.
Because they have rejected the law.
Torah.
Of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel.
That's our Bible today. You know, we recently had someone tell us they actually hated the Bible. Probably because we refer to it so often.
Proverbs 1:7 says, fools despise wisdom.
Oh, that's so true. So in closing, it is very important that you stay focused on what your God-given attribute is, whatever gift he has bestowed upon you, and use it in these last days as we watch people become more callous, selfish, violent, and angry. We've all seen the airplane disputes lately. Attitudes and behaviors deemed unthinkable even a decade ago are now considered a normal occurrence. Why is that? Why do otherwise good people kind of snap and do bad things? Well, according to Scripture, sin is the fundamental problem of every person. The Bible makes it clear that corruption entered our bloodstream through Adam and Eve, who rebelled against God in his garden because we've been stained by sin, and without his righteousness, we can produce nothing good on our own. And actually, this has been true throughout the centuries. But something's more different today. And we, the righteous, we can feel that change. You know, a 75-year-old woman was just walking down the street the other day and became the victim of a brutal attack in the middle of the day by a young man who just struck her in the face without any provocation, didn't rob her, and just ran away. The bad is getting worse, and prophesied by Paul in his final letter to faithful Timothy from a Roman cell where he drew a surprisingly detailed picture of how people will behave prior to the tribulation. And we, you and I, are witnessing it firsthand. Listen carefully. I know you've read this before, but really listen carefully from 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 5, and see how it applies to today. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. And boy, is that true. They'll have the form of godliness, but they deny its power. What power? Well, the power of the gospel, of course. And notice what he added in verse 13. He says, but evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. They themselves will also be deceived, especially by the Antichrist. And he finishes the chapter glorifying the scriptures as all are inspired and will make you wise. If you have not turned your life over to Jesus Christ, that time has just arrived. You know, Luke 21 says you can escape what's coming with just a simple prayer. Just admit you are a sinner, repent, and invite him in to have dominance over you instead of the God of this world. Because if Jesus isn't ruling your life, then Satan is. I want to leave you with the ironic blessing. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.